Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, Seth, today is your 10-year anniversary of asking Phoebe to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, not marriage.
Right, but asking her to be your girlfriend.
Yes.
How does that go? How does that convo go?
Well, I had to ask her because she told me today that it was our 10-year anniversary. So okay. I just want, because I never knew how you have a girlfriend because right. She was my first girlfriend.
Sure.
I sound like an awesome guy. I said, will you be my girlfriend after a concert one night?
After a concert?
Yeah.
Can we guess what concert?
Yeah, but you won't guess.
Oh, I got it. Got it right here. Man, Hoobastank sounds great tonight, Phoebe. You know what? I'm having a good time tonight. You know why? The reason is you. Will you be my girlfriend, Phoebe? I'm right, right?
I'm sure it went like that, but it was not at that concert.
Oh, all right. Who else wants to guess? What concert did Seth ask Phoebe to be his girlfriend at? Did you say, like, will you go with me?
And then I didn't ask her at the concert. I asked her after the concert while we were, I guess, while we were taking a shower together.
Whoa!
In the shower?
Yeah.
It's a good time to ask her.
I guess.
That's a really good time to ask her.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I was doing back then.
Were you aroused?
I'm sure Phoebe can answer that question, John. I'm pretty much always aroused.
So not Hoobastank?
No.
I think I got it.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My
totally Papa Roach, right? Hey, Phoebe, if you don't go out with me, I'm just gonna give up on my girls. You're my last resort, Phoebe. Will you be my girlfriend? Just to fail. Is that how it went?
You're right.
It's not really Papa Roach, though.
No!
So y'all went to a concert and then went and took a shower.
Yeah, why? Is that weird?
No.
I think this was back when people could smoke inside the State Theater, so you know, you'd have to take a shower post-concert.
I got it. Hey, Phoebe. You know the journal I wrote about Ashley? I also wrote a diary of Jane. Will you be my girlfriend, Phoebe? I love Breaking Benjamin. Is that it?
No.
Damn. All right, let me try one more. I got it. This is a band that was big about 10 years ago, I think. Hey, Phoebe, is it warm in here? No. Yeah, I'm kind of cold, too. Gotta love Crossfade. Will you be my girlfriend, Phoebe?
Do I give off the impression that I'm into this kind of music?
You've come a long way in 10 years. You might have been into dirt rock.
I enjoy a good Puddle of Mud song. Who doesn't? But not this.
I got it.
Oh, man, you love this game, don't you?
I got it.
You're not even letting anybody else play.
Nobody's shouting out any horrible dirt rock games.
I got it.
We'd never guess.
Oh, gosh, Phoebe, you tripped. It looks like you're face down in the dirt. Will you be my girlfriend? It's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Remember this song?
Yeah, why aren't you a DJ in your spare time? Why are you chaperoning field days?
Hey, he was running to carry up.
That's my calling. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now to shed a little insight. What's up, Phoebe?
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, my God, what a clear connection you have there. Things are great. How's your Friday?
It's good. I'm just sitting at my desk about 5 feet away.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. John had asked a question about the shower that you and Seth took after this as-yet-to-be-named concert. Was Seth he aroused in the shower?
Oh, absolutely.
Turgid. Look at you.
Oh, well, there you
and
go, John.
Lit candles.
You lit candles for the shower?
Oh, that's a special shower.
Man.
If you're lighting candles in the shower, aren't you already dating?
Well, we were like, we had been seeing each other for a couple of months. Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing official yet.
Right. Yeah, there was nothing official.
He had not quite put a ring on it, so to speak, metaphorically, not physically.
no, he had not. So we sort of started having sex. Like 5 months
before
that.
Boy, that must have been great for Seth. Was she the first girl that you were consistently having sex with? Because I know she was not your first bang, but was she the first girl that you consistently had sex with?
Second
girl that you consistently. And the first one, how many times did you have sex with her?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, I mean, I'm not, I've only been with 4 women, but there's a couple of them were, yeah, you wear it out. I don't know what to say.
So, Phoebe, can you give us a hint as to what concert you might have been at without giving it away?
Sure. It was, I don't know if any of these hints are going to get it, but the band is still around. They just put out new music this week.
This week, new music.
Big hint.
It's a lady lead singer.
Yep.
Oh, I know it. I just saw that they put out a new song and people are going crazy over it. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can find their new one. And I think it is this one right here.
Oh, you don't need their new one.
Oh, okay.
Need the old one to bring back the memories.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, he's right about that. All right. And then it must have been, I think this one's probably their biggest one. That beautiful Haley and the band of dudes that she knows as Paramore. Am I right?
You are right.
I knew it. People are digging that new Paramore song.
They are.
Are you playing that over there at Hot 101.5?
Yeah, you can hear it weekdays between 10 and 3.
Oh. That's very good. That's very good. And when Seth asked you to be his official girlfriend, if you will, do you remember how he phrased it? What he said? How he said it? Was he loofing you? Was there falafel involved?
There was no falafel.
That's good.
We actually had been taking a little bit of a break before this concert. So we just saw each other there. We didn't go there together. And we were there with people from the radio station, and we were standing next to each other, and he grabbed my hand for the first time.
Oh, God.
So,
interlocking fingers or nah?
Yes, they were interlocked.
Oh, and I know how you love that.
It was the first time there was any sort of PDA of any kind between us, because most people didn't know that we were seeing each other.
Oh, man. So were people standing there just jaw agape, eyes wide open, if you will, looking at this power couple expressing their public love for each other for the first time?
Yeah, I really doubt it. I really, really doubt it. So then we went, you know, it was State Theater in downtown St. Pete, so we went back to his place that night, and that's when the shower took place. So there was no falafel or anything like that.
So, Seth, you had the candles at your place.
Yeah. I used to light candles in the shower. That was kind of my thing.
While you were showering by yourself?
Well, I was getting high in the shower, too, so I was doing other stuff.
All right, that's okay. All right, that's all right. Now we understand.
What's the big deal?
No, it's better that you're smoking weed.
I know. Well, I guess you don't have to throw that in there.
You do, because if you're lighting candles in your shower without smoking weed, that's weird, dude.
You just enjoy a nice candle. I
take a candlelit bath every night of the week.
Yeah, exactly. You're comparing yourself to him?
We're both, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's normal now. John does it.
This is all really an intervention for you, John.
Hey, we're cut from the same cloth. What can I say?
I don't know if it was a scented candle. It was a candle.
Right. Okay.
A nice tea light. Is that what they call it?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Seth, why was there an extended break?
My timeline's a little hazy, but it was either she was hanging out with me too much or she hadn't been broken up with her boyfriend yet.
No.
What?
Oh,
no. Neither.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is good. Well, why was there a break, Phoebe?
She goes by the name of Danielle.
Oh,
it just got real.
What else?
Oh, I think that's yeah. Well, I think I professed my love to Danielle during that, and then
yeah, that was all during that time.
See, I forgot. You know.
Yeah, and by the way, that's Danielle, Phoebe's best friend.
Yeah, it all worked out because I'm an orchestrator.
Wow. Man, what a man.
Yeah,
something.
Yes. But I moved on.
Look what a path you guys have walked.
Yes.
And 10 years ago today was the was the day that you professed boyfriend and girlfriend, and here you are so many years later, one of the happiest couples I know and one of the best couples I know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we transitioned from the candlelit shower to we moved into the bedroom, and that's when we were doing things, and he said, I know that this is probably a weird time for this, but I wanted to know if you wanted to be my girlfriend.
Oh, that is so damn romantic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can see why you would think it's romantic, you pervert.
I think it's awesome. That's wow. Hey, wait, did he do that before or after the moment of truth for a guy?
Before.
That's impressive. Because we're programmed to afterwards, I just read this a couple of weeks ago, biologically, we're programmed to want to create a bond with the person that just made us have the O face. So that's why we say I love you when sometimes we don't mean I love you. But for you to say it before.
Well, I didn't say I love you. I just said.
I know. You pretty much did. I mean.
It's
a starter kit.
No, she told me she loved me and I waited a year before I said I love you back.
Yeah, it was about a year.
What?
Wow, hold on.
I sound really pathetic in all of this.
No, you don't. No, wait a minute. So you said I love you for a year, and he would not. Would he say ditto? Would he say yeah? Would he say me too?
He's like, I'm good.
Back at you.
Well, what sort of happened was I was texting with Danielle, which now is weird to even. This whole situation is bizarre.
Right.
And I said something about loving him or something along those lines, and he thought that I did that on purpose, that I texted him that accidentally instead of Danielle.
Oh.
So he just ignored it and me for a while.
Oh no. Oh god.
Oh, you too. I know.
Wow.
I felt like saying I love you was a huge, much like saying will you be my girlfriend, I thought that was a huge commitment, because I'm not a guy that was like planning on cheating or anything. So
right.
To me it was almost like marriage. I wanted to just make sure that I did love her before I said it.
Right. That makes sense.
I know.
You don't want to say anything. You know. You don't want to.
Just because she's all willy nilly loving people after 2 months of being with them. That's not my style.
Me too.
So then, do you remember the first time that you said I love you to her?
I don't.
Oh, Phoebe, she seems to.
I do.
What were the circumstances around that one? This is great.
Well, it's I burned my hand really badly making dinner one night, and he went to Walgreens and he got me some stuff to put on my hand, and he also got me this M&M toy. It was right around Valentine's Day, that you spin the hat of it, and it, like, the arrow lands on different things. So it land on, like, friends forever, or, you know, the different sayings.
Right.
And there was one that said, I love you. So I kept telling him to spin the toy. Like, every time I'd see him, I'd say, spin the toy, spin the toy. And then eventually, there was one night I was going to work, and I texted him, spin the toy, and he said, okay, you can stop, because you know I love you. So it was via text.
Oh, via text.
Oh, yeah.
Personal.
I've made up for it at this point.
That's true.
And you say it was an M&M toy? Is that like a...
Hi, my name is... What? My name is...
Or do you mean like the little candies, I imagine?
The candies.
That's unfortunate. I would have loved an M&M toy. Well, listen, thank you for shedding light on a great... By the way, today my sister and brother-in-law's 10-year wedding anniversary. So 10 years ago, while you guys were linking up and becoming official boyfriend and girlfriend, I gained a brother that day. Ryan is one of my best friends, and happy anniversary to him, my sister, and to Phoebe and Seth, official boyfriend and girlfriend for 10 years strong.
Thank you. Phoebe, do you put it on me tonight, since it's not our like official wedding anniversary, but it's, you know, the day that everything became official?
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
Well, no, you put it on. You got to put it on me.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on you.
What do you mean you're not going to put it on her?
Well, I just, you know, put it on me, then I'll put it on. Yeah, we'll put it on each other.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Dinner first.
But none of the stuff that you perverts are into.
Hey, man, do what you do. Don't let me in with him.
Trust me, every day I go home from work, she goes, man, those John and Drew are really weird with what they're into. I would never do that to you.
She's not wrong.
I don't say that. Maybe I do.
She's not wrong. Well, thanks, Phoebs. Have a great weekend, and thank you very much for your insight.
Of course. See you later.
All right.
John had his pants off that whole story.
How could he not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's a hot story.
Scented candles.
I just can't even imagine taking a shower and, like, lighting candles for myself.
Yeah, me neither.
How many candles are you talking?
No more than four.
For yourself.
It was a small shower.
And where you put them in the corners, like where they couldn't?
I was on the second floor. I had a great old apartment in Old Northeast, and I could open up the window right there.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I would light the candles and, you know, do the weed and, you know, all
sure.
sorts of things that would go out the window.
Yeah. You have some music playing too?
Oh, yeah, you had this.
I had a boombox in my bathroom. 3-disc CD player.
Oh, 3 discs.
You had a loofah?
No loofah back then. Just use my hands.
Falafel. I can see Seth dancing around to this. Tucking it. Mm. Would you loofah me? I'd loofah me.
Are candles only for girls?
Nah, man. There's plenty of manly candles out there.
I do remember sitting on his bed for a minute, though. It's just me and him, but nothing happened. Okay. Nobody asked you to put that one on there, John.
Hi, Seth.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.